You're listening to SBS News.
Amber Wright was just a child, but she remembers like it was yesterday. Living with her mum, it was normal for her father to visit every now and then, but something was off the last time he showed up on their doorstep.
He was like, told me he was going on a holiday, and I asked if I could go, and he said no, we'll be back soon, and he sort of handed over a few pieces of paper to my mum, which at the time I didn't know about.
Ms. Wright never saw him again. She later discovered the papers were a will, and he was later registered as a missing person. Now he's a cold case.
When I was 16, it got taken to the coroner's court and he was declared as deceased because they didn't have any evidence that he was still alive, but they didn't have any that he was deceased either.
While he's presumed dead, Amber hasn't lost hope that he could be alive. It is that hope that motivates her. Amber began boxing 6 years ago just as a fun way to get fit, but she found something special in the ring.
It takes me to another place, and that place is probably the closest thing I feel like me, like my true self. I think that's why I love it so much, and I revolve my whole life around it. I can't think of doing anything else.
Amber's been training with Box Camp's Nathan Swadling since 2018. Despite her lack of experience when she first walked into his gym, Nathan says Amber's talent was hard to ignore.
Even when she was put under pressure, she had something inside of her that made her just bite down and bounce back. So that was probably the first quality that I noticed in her.
The pair spent hours perfecting her skills until Nathan considered the idea that boxing was something Amber could take up a career in. He approached Australian Boxing Management's Rob Fogarty 16 months ago to see if he thought she had what it takes.
Nathan Swadling brought her into the gym. I've got a gym over in the centre of Newcastle, and he said, you've got to have a look at this girl. So I said, yeah, bring her in, and I had a look at her, and she had like an amateur style. And he goes, oh, you know, I can change that style to the pro style. And at the time, I was like, yeah, okay, I did. So I didn't really pay much attention to it.
Without Rob's approval, Nathan and Amber continued training, eventually going on to compete in a range of amateur fights. After winning some state titles, Amber competed for Australia's Women's Championship in 2019, where she won with less than 15 amateur fights under her belt. Nathan says she's advanced at a particularly unusual pace.
She just kept beating the best, going to the next weight division, beating the best, going to the next weight division, you know. One of the girls she jumped in and she beat had 46 fights. So that's literally like, you know, 5 or 6 years in the industry, constantly competing.
While Amber has been described as an animal in the ring, she's never raised a fist outside of it. With no one left in her league to fight, she's training to become a professional boxer. Her nickname is Dynamite. Amber Dynamite Wright recently crossed paths with Rob Fogarty again. This time, watching her spar left him in awe. He signed her up immediately.
Look, the way she fights it, she's got pro style written all over her. It's aggressive, it's action-packed, and that's what the crowd want to see. So the crowd are really going to enjoy the style, and it's going to take someone very special to beat her, which we don't think that there is in Australia. So,
with 25 years' experience in the boxing industry, Rob says he has no doubt that Amber will be the first Indigenous boxing champion in the world. Amber is yet to fight another Indigenous female boxer in the sport. While she hopes to represent her culture and background as a world champion, the main reason driving her ambition is actually her father.
If my name got out there and it was there for a lot of people to see, maybe he might see it and find me or something. Yeah, I guess that's probably the last sort of chance we have of getting contact with him again if he's still out there. So
Amber will be making her professional boxing debut in Newcastle on the 27th of February. Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.